Tess and Company Jewelers.
Oh, you sound like you're in a better mood today.
Somewhat, yeah. Did you guys get snow?
Well, we've had snow for a couple days. Like, but it's not bad. It's only, like, maybe, like, 2 inches, I think, at that. Maybe 3 if I'm lucky. Yeah.
Here, the whole world shuts down when we get an inch of snow.
Oh, my gosh. Ugh. Well, didn't you get snow when you were up in New York?
Yeah. But down here, they freak out. Weird.
Yeah. Well, I know. But did it get really super cold down there, too?
Yeah, it's going down in the 20s.
Ugh. This morning at 7:30 when I woke up, it was 9.
9 degrees in Rochester, New York.
This morning, yeah.
You guys can keep it.
Yeah, no shit. Right now, it is 26.
She said they got 3 inches. He's been walking for it. You guys getting busy?
It was busy earlier, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's been dead in here. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's been, when it snows, people freak out.
I know. Well, they don't have the same equipment like we do, like the snow.
Yeah, but you know what? It's snowed here ever since I've lived here, so they got to stop using that shit for an excuse.
I know. And then they're like, I can't drive on the roads. Well, drive slower, asshole. That's what you want to say.
I know. It's like, oh, my God. It drives me crazy, but I was out and about early this morning, and the roads weren't bad. You know, they wasn't bad. So I was like, and now when I came over to the shop because I got here this afternoon, it wasn't bad out. It's just gloomy, you know, that gray, dreary day.
I hate that, yeah.
Yeah, so it just looks miserable out.
Yeah, well, I mean, thank goodness for us, like, the sun was out all day, and so it was kind of deceiving, but, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So you're working Saturdays now, right?
Yeah, I'll be here 10 to 5.
I'll be here tomorrow, too.
What
well,
time
good.
Are you?
If I need, hopefully I'll need you to get me something. But,
whatever happened? Did they send you these for the CAD? Did they like actually do the head?
It's finally going through now, so she's supposed to have it back to me a week before Christmas, I hope.
Oh shit! Hopefully with all the shipping, like.
And oh, don't remind me. I had a custom handmade bracelet that went missing.
Get the hell out. Did you locate
it? It's the one I won the award for Made in Virginia. And it's missing.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I sent it to the client. Guy came in, saw the picture in the magazine, came in without seeing it, paid for it, bought it. And I didn't get it back yet, so I sent it registered.
Yeah.
I don't know where the hell it is.
When was it last time for? It's probably locked up in an office.
After it left here, Gordonsville, that was it.
That's
and
the last
still,
freaking thing.
Yeah. And here we are Friday now. What's today? Today's Friday, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what day it is. I've been working every day. And so I don't know. I'm not happy about it.
Holy shit. What did the post? Oh, well, investigate.
Oh, the post office says. You have to file a claim, and like yeah, and they keep on asking me what's in it. I said that's none of your business. What good is that going to do? If I tell them what it is, what good is that going to do?
Yeah, I know, right?
It's a personal. It's a gift, and I said I had it insured, and it's gone.
Yeah, I bet you somebody. Do you have issues with people like? Like robbing the postmasters and then getting the fucking key for the blue, like the box, the mailboxes, and then opening and stealing the shit out of there?
I haven't heard them doing that. Are they doing that now?
There was a
key.
They're robbing the post, like the people, the mailman. They're robbing the mailman, stealing the key the one key is universal. It works in all of them. So they don't have to carry around 1,000 keys, you know, when they go and get the mail that day. And I know in Washington, like around D.C., I think it was big down there. I remember last year because one of our customers mailed out a check and the customers or the robbers, like, got all this mail, whitewashed the checks, like, took the names off and put it to themselves or some shit.
You know, this world is so messed up.
No shit.
This is so messed up, man. And just everything, everybody's trying to get something from you.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
For free, yeah. And he said because it wasn't caught, it was caught like 3 months later or something like that, because they had been doing investigation. He said the bank wouldn't reimburse him.
Oh my God.
He was out like $13,000 or something like that. It was a check that he was supposed to be sending to us.
That's a shame. You know, and I hate when I see a business get hit, like, because that hurts when we get hit like
that.
Oh,
yeah. Small-time business.
I had a piece. Yeah. I had a memo out, and I was sending everything back. And next thing you know, it disappeared. It cost me $3,000.
Jesus. That's terrible.
Yeah, and the post office says, well, why don't you call the building, the person who owns the building, and ask to see the
phone? Oh, yeah.
This is what the asshole said to me from the post office. And I went off on him. I'm like, you stupid bitch. I said, what do you think, I'm stupid? How the hell are you going to get the owner of the building to pull up footage? Are you freaking kidding me? You know, it just goes to show you. It just.
They don't care. Just like FedEx right now. Like,
they're awful.
Yeah, we pay for our packages to get delivered overnight, right? There's instances where, like, one of my stores, they didn't get a package for 3 days, but we're still paying the overnight service. And other instances where we, like, the store's normally closed on a Monday, like you, but you go in and work, so you're there, and we can send packages. They won't even put the package on the truck if it's a day your website says you're closed.
I was here, and they said they delivered the package, right?
Mm-hmm.
I raised hell. Do you know they sent somebody from freaking Richmond to personally deliver it?
Damn. How far is Richmond from you?
About an hour and 20 minutes. Depends on where in Richmond. And
well,
I said, look, I don't want to hear no crap. Nobody came. And I says, I am open.
Right.
And I wonder if they got me confused with the business right across next to me. I said, I am open. I said, you can go pull up my damn hours on the website. I said, my business is open. And I made them come back and deliver. They said something. I said, no, I need it today. And I did. I did need the package today.
Good for you. Well, it's kind of like, wasn't it? Yeah, remember when I sent the package and I told
you? Maybe it was the package you sent me.
No, remember they left it on your back doorstep?
Oh, and that's not the only time that's happened.
Yeah, it happened twice with us, right? One was the search and one was the
diamond. And then I had to put a sign up.
What idiots. I swear they don't care.
They're freaking lazy is what it is. They're just damn lazy.
That's true. That's very true. So, call Doug. Oh, my. Anyway, all right, let me call my customer. They just called, and this person, like, this guy is retired. I just love how I get people wrong. Fucking, he doesn't even work in the store. He's like so retired. They're like, call him. I'm like, all right.
Oh my God. All right. Take care, Adrian. Hopefully, I'll call you.
All right,
okay?
I'll talk to
and
you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.